Okay, today we want to think on the subject, why God chose the shepherds. And our scripture portion is found in Luke 2, 8 through 20. Now, shepherds have a great part in the Christmas account. You look at nativity scenes and you see shepherds and sheep. And you listen to Christmas programs and you see an angel appearing to shepherds and shepherds coming to the stable. So why did God choose the shepherds to be the recipients of the message that Jesus came to earth and was born in a manger? Why does God choose any believer to do a specific task or to receive a special blessing or favor? Well, we're going to see certain characteristics in the lives of the shepherds. Now, first of all, the shepherds were reliable. They were reliable or dependable. Notice in Luke 2, verses 8 and 9, we read, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid." Now, the angel appeared to the shepherds, not to priests or some religious leaders, and there were probably others that could have been qualified, but God chose the shepherds. Now let's think about their work. First of all, their work was lonely. They were abiding in the field. While many were enjoying a comfortable home or sleeping on a comfortable bed, these shepherds were abiding in the field, and that was a lonely life. It was also tiring work. They were keeping watch over their flock by night. Sheep are helpless, defenseless animals. They are easy prey for lions and wolves and bears. And though some of the shepherds could sleep, there were others that had to stay awake all night and guard the sheep and keep the sheep safe. So it was tiring work. And it was also unpleasant work. The work involved all kinds of weather, whether it was hot or dry or cold or wet. Regardless of the conditions, the sheep needed to be tended, and so it was often unpleasant work. But the shepherds were very reliable. They were dependable. And even more significant when we understand more about their work. Temple sheep. These sheep, we are told, were raised for sacrifice in the temple. Sheep that would be taken to the temple and sacrificed upon the altar. And all down through the ages, sacrifice was important. And God had instructions concerning sacrifice, and he told the necessity of the shedding of blood. Only as men offered in faith could their sins be forgiven. And only as blood was shed could their sins be covered. Now, lambs pictured Christ, who is the Lamb of God, and the lambs looked forward to Christ. You see, this was God's program. This is what was near to the heart of God, and the shepherds were involved in that work that was near to the heart of God. These men were having a part in the work that was near to God's heart, and even though many times it was lonely and tiring and unpleasant, they were very reliable and did their work well. And we need to be very reliable and we need to do what God wants us to do very well also. Secondly, the shepherds were receptive. They were very receptive. Notice in verses 9 through 14 of Luke 2, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, or don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now the night was probably pretty much like most of the nights. It was probably pretty quiet. Maybe crickets were chirping, and maybe an owl would hoot once in a while, and night hawks would sound, and maybe once in a while in the distance there would be the howl of a wolf, or maybe in the distance the bark of a dog. And once in a while, a lamb would cry out, got lost from its mother, and it would cry out, and the mother would answer. But nothing unusual. These are the kind of things that happen all the time. But this particular night, suddenly, everything changed. The sky lit up. An angel stood before them. And God's glory shone round about them, and they were fearful, they were afraid. Never had this happened before. Now, the emphasis here is not on the experience, but on the message that the angel delivered. And notice the message in verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Christ the Lord has been born, and he's the Savior for mankind. He's the one that all these sacrifices pictured, and he's the one that all these sacrifices look forward to. He's the Lamb of God who came to die for the sins of the world and to pay the penalty of our sin, and to make it possible for the guilt of our sin to be removed, and to have fellowship with God, and to have everlasting life. He came for that purpose. Now, this message that Christ was born, that Christ came, dispels fear. The angel said, "Fear not, don't be afraid." You see, Christ is the only answer for dispelling fear, and he's the only one that can give peace on earth as well as peace in the heart of an individual. And this message brings joy. The angel said these are tidings of great joy. A lot of people seek happiness in pleasure, but Christ is the only one that can give everlasting joy. And this peace and joy is for all people. The angel said it's for all people, regardless of their nationality or their class or their education or their race. All can be saved if they trust Christ as Savior and have everlasting life. And this message caused the angels in heaven to rejoice. And we saw that in verses 13 and 14. Now the shepherds were very receptive and rejoiced in this message also. God knew such a message would not fall on deaf ears. You see, at this particular time, the Jewish people were dull of hearing. But these shepherds were very receptive, and that's a message for us. We need to be receptive to the Word of God, not disinterested or not indifferent, but we need to be receptive and anxious to hear what God's Word has to say. And then thirdly, these shepherds were responsive. They were responsive. Notice verses 15 and 16. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. You see, these shepherds were easily moved to action. In verse 12, we see that they weren't commanded to go and find him. They were just told that Christ was born and where he was born. And they weren't even told the exact place where the manger was. All they were told was that he was born in a manger and in swaddling clothes or in cloth. So they weren't commanded, but love and desire for the Lord moved them to find him. And verse 15 says they agreed among themselves that they should go with haste. And verse 16 says they came with haste. In other words, there was a quick response. They didn't have to sit around and think about it a while. There was a quick response. Let's go and find this one. And they found him, and it was the result of a diligent search. All they knew that he was born in a manger. And so they went to Bethlehem and searched and found him. And then notice verses 17 and 18. And when they had seen it, or seen the evidence, what had taken place, Christ being born, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. You see, they had heard the message of Christ's birth. They went to see him. And then they didn't just go home, but they told others what the angel had said. And they told others of the Christ child being born. And then in verse 20 we read, and the shepherds returned. In other words, returned to their flock, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. They returned to their work, but they were filled with praise over what they had heard and over what they had seen. In conclusion, this is why God spoke to the shepherds, and we need to really apply this to our own lives. Do we want God to speak to us through his word? And do we want God to work through our lives? If so, we need to have the same characteristics that the shepherds had. We need to be reliable people. We need to be dependable and faithful in the work that God wants us to do. And we need to be very receptive, ready to receive God's message from his word, wanting to read God's word and hear God's word taught. And regardless of what it involves, we need to be receptive for what God tells us in his word. And then thirdly, these shepherds were responsive. They were easily moved to action. And that's what God wants us. When he speaks to our heart or through his word, of something that He wants us to do. We need to be easily moved to action, ready to go where He wants us to go and do what He wants us to do, whether it involves witnessing or praising Him. We need to be people that are ready to tell others about Christ and are filled with joy and thanksgiving. And we need to be ready for any area of service. Whatever God wants us to do, we need to be ready and willing and desiring to do what God has for us to do. So I trust, as we think of God speaking to the shepherds, and because that they were reliable and receptive and responsive, I trust that each of us might have that same desire to be reliable, dependable, and receptive to God's word, and easily moved into action, responsive, doing what God wants us to do. May God help us that these things are true in our lives. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank You for this message. Thank You for showing us the characteristic of the shepherds and why God chose the shepherds to deliver the message of Christ's birth. Father, I pray that those same characteristics might be true in each of our lives, and that we might desire and be willing to do whatever God wants us to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.